This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
So as we wind down the show today, so former Comrades Marathon winner Ludwig Mamabolo is joining us on the line to talk to us about the struggles really that they've been facing in terms of getting the COVID-19 relief fund. Not so long ago, there was a hashtag where artists and sports people alike got together and said Nathi must fall. And particularly because they are not happy with how the minister, Nathi Mthethwa, has been handling the issue of COVID-19 relief funds. And beyond that, now we understand that 30 million that somehow just disappeared in that regard. And we know that since the first lockdown was enforced in South Africa, many people lost their usual income. And for professional athletes, the fact that there's no sport at all, or there wasn't any sport at all, it made things even tough for them. So up to now, the Department of Sports in the country has implemented the first, second and third phases of the COVID-19 relief. And nearly 5,000 practitioners were recommended for the first phase. And over 80 million was paid out to the sector. In the second phase, as of the 14th of December 2020, over 2 million was paid out to the practitioners in the sector. And we've seen a number of them benefiting from the Solidarity Fund, with a total of 3 million that was paid out. So we are now speaking to Ludwig Mamabolo just to understand, at least from an athlete's point of view, how has this affected them? Kolobe, Tobel.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mwabelo. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
Thanks. Thank you for giving me this opportunity and the listeners of Capricorn FM.
And thank you very much for coming through. Just talk to us about the frustration, Kolobe, of what, as athletes and professional athletes for that matter, you've been facing because of COVID-19. And as I said in my introduction, the lack of support or relief that has been promised.
Yes. As an athlete, a professional athlete, it's very difficult for now to look after our families. And we as athletes, we know that our minister, of sport, Mr. Nathi Mthethwa, has given our MECs from the province to province the money to reimburse us for the athletes, those who are qualified to get that relief fund. It is very difficult, as I speak to you and the listeners, that here in Limpopo, we have been sent from pillar to post, like the great R kids, when we inquire, and some of them employees from the department, They're angry on us when you ask questions. We need to know, because according to my understanding, the whole crop of Limpopo, myself, Rufus Poto, Johannes Kekana, Emmanuel Ramhlale, Tlou, Teboho Pilusa, all the top athletes, those who represent the country on the national level, we haven't got a cent from the department. Very frustrating, especially as a family man, to look after the family. We understand that the COVID-19 has impacted everybody, but now our minister said, no, my people cannot go hungry to bed, so let me try to reimburse them. But as I speak to you now, none of our athletes from Limpopo who has received those relief funds, if they say, we need names as people, we cannot say we give people, who are those people? Because The people that I mentioned right now on the radio, they are the national asset. As we are now preparing to run on the 1st of May, we requested our MEC to come back to us, because whenever we go to the offices, they always send us from pillar to post. And we didn't know what was wrong, what we did. If they said to us, no, rectify your phone, we should have done that beforehand. But it seems as if our MEC from Limpopo province, they don't care about us. But tomorrow when you win race or you do good in our categories, they will know this is our athlete, this is from our province. But now we are suffering. Definitely, it's very frustrating, Mr. Mwabelo. As a sports person, you can't look after your family.
And I think it's a challenge for us, and I'm hoping that next Friday we'll be able to get somebody to answer, at least on behalf of the Department of Sports in Limpopo. But you know, and what I'm getting from the conversation is that you as athletes have made the applications. It's just that they have not followed through, and no one is telling you as to exactly what is the delay.
Mr. Mwabelo, myself and Rufus Kodu, we went to the office. And when you go to the office, they plug the names there. All the athletes that I'm mentioning, I saw the names there, not recommended. And I did ask the question, what does it mean to say not recommended? They say, no. The guy, I think, I'm very sorry, but I'm going to say it straight on the radio. I'm not afraid.
No, let's talk.
But
let's
whoever
be honest,
wants to attack me, it's fine. But there is a guy from Venda, all the people from Venda, Betuel Nechifefe, Simon Munyai, and Betuel's wife. According to the news that we received and the communication that we received, we heard that they had the money. They told us they get money from the department. But those people, it's only Betuel who is a national athlete. But others, they've never run, but they've been reimbursed. And when we go to the office, ask that guy, I'm not sure whether he's a vendor or he's a Tonga. He tell us, no, wait for the minister next week on the news. We still waited, Mr. Mwabelo, until today as I speak. And we are not happy. We're not going to let this down. I'm very busy now working with the best lawyers in the country to assist on this matter. And either we have to road straight to the minister, the way we have been treated in our province. I think it's not fair. If we did something wrong, they should have come out to say, guys, rectify 1, 2, 3.
And I would love to believe that then the local department, the provincial department, should be able to help you and assist in getting the assistance if there are problems with your applications.
They don't care about that, Mr. Mazel. Honestly, when you go to the office, that's why I'm saying, I'm tired because they were sent from one pillar to the other. Talk to this person, it's not there. Talk to this person, it's not there. You phone. They don't answer. They'll say, no, that person will come on Thursday. You phone on Thursday, that person is not at work. Phone next week, Tuesday. It's like they don't care about us. It's like we are begging for bread, of which that relief fund is our own taxes, some of us who are working. So we're just asking with the MEC, if it's possible, they should come and answer and rectify us, because those people employed under her, they are not doing what they're supposed to do. But we are not going to sit back and keep quiet about it. We will challenge it until we get it right, not because despite anybody. We feel that we are the national assets. We deserve to get something. Even if it's 2,000, it's better. Rather than nothing, they said, we have paid the athletes. Who are those athletes? Because all the athletes that I have in my running Nedbank club, they are national athletes. They represent the province in 21, 42, but they haven't received even a single cent. But my question is, who are those people?
You know what, Kulube, thank you for letting us know about this. And on our part, I promise that we will follow up with the...
And I'm willing, Mr. Mwabelo. That's why I'm saying that to the listeners. I am willing to come forward and say what I know about the province, because this is not for the first time. You look at when they are doing their sports award in our province. None of us, or none of the athletes, or the great athletes like my grandfather, is still alive. You've never been recognized. They will wait for national to recognize my great-grandfather Pekas Mamabolo. That is when they will come to not get the jacket. What is he going to do with the jacket? In the first place, you never recognize him as an icon of this province. I mean, our people don't care, but you go to when you go to their function, you'll find that their friends, the politicians, they are there. What about the athletes? We need to go there. All those criteria. But nobody's carrying.
Now,
my question that I need to ask is that, where is Mr. Muneri as a SASCOC Wadward member in Limpopo?
We're out of time, Kulube, but I promise you that we will definitely follow up this conversation. We will try to get government next week to speak on the show, and we will call you back so that we can thresh out this issue and get to the bottom of it. Thank you very much for coming through to talk to us and speaking openly about this issue. We appreciate your honesty, and we hope that we can find some way out of it. Thank you very much for coming through. We appreciate it.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.